Donald Peterson presents The True Adventures of Junior G-Men.
The Junior G-Men are on the air, speeding to your homes, ready for action.
Stand by, all Junior G-Men stand by. Stand by for thrilling details of the giant footprints. Junior G-Men, stand by for report of Junior G-Man Bert Taylor concerning
the giant footprints.
Report number 927 as given by Operator Bert Taylor of Stockton.
Well, a few weeks ago, the chief of police came over to our house for dinner. You see, he and my dad are old friends, and, well, after we'd finished eating, we went into the living room and the chief...
Well, Bob, how's the painting and decorating business these days?
No, fair enough. I'm going to redecorate all the rooms in Mr. Baker's house.
Baker? You mean the fellow who moved into the old Martin place a couple of months ago?
Oh, yes, that's the one. He's having the...
What does he do for a living?
I'm sure I don't know. Seems to have a fairly good income, though. This job's going to cost him pretty near $300.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
He's a funny kind of a guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
I was thinking of him the other day. The day we had that last footprint robbery.
Footprint robbery?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, tell us about it, will you, Chief?
Oh, well, I...
Now you've done it. Bert will have you telling stories all night. Since he's become a junior G-man, he's going in for criminal investigation in a big way.
I sure have. Oh, please tell us about the footprint robbery, Chief. Maybe I can help you solve it.
Well, I certainly wish you could, son. You see, it's not only this one robbery. There have been several. They've all been the same. Always the giant footprints.
Gee.
Every time one of these robberies occur, there isn't another clue left behind but these giant footprints. And they are giant footprints, too. Boy, I've never seen a pair of shoes that would even come close to their size.
Gee, it sure is a funny case, all right.
You wouldn't think so if you were in my place. Why, I've got half the town on my neck because I haven't caught them yet. I don't know where to start, either. There isn't a foot in all Stockton that wears the shoe responsible for those prints. And believe me, I'm sure of it, because I've checked all the feet in town. That might sound like a joke to you, but it doesn't to me.
Boy, what a mystery.
No, I'll take it. Hello? Yes. Oh, yes, he's here. I'll call him to the phone. Oh, Jim, that's headquarters calling.
Oh, yeah? Thanks. What do you suppose... Hello? Yeah? Yeah, this is the chief. What, another? Oh, good grief. The Wilson place? When? Oh, I see. Yeah, sure, I'll be right over. See you later.
Oh, something the matter, Jim?
I'll say there's something the matter. There's been another of those footprint robberies over at the Wilson place. Come on, you can ride over with me. There won't be any danger.
The robbery's all over, and I'm...
The Wilson place, you said.
That's right. Looks like we're almost there.
Say, Chief, when did the robbery happen?
Well, sometime earlier this evening. The Wilsons were out to the movies, and when they got back, they found that the place had been broken into.
Now, there's the Wilson place now.
Yeah. I'll pull over.
Hey, Chief, look at all the people on the front lawn.
Yep, I suppose all of Stockland's palace is out there. Come on, let's go.
Okay, Chief, we're right with you.
Now, you stay with me, Bert. I don't want you to get into any trouble. Now, stay right along.
Oh, I'll be all right, Dad.
Come on, follow me. Hey, Burns.
Here I am, Chief. Over here by the tree. Come on over, I got something to show you.
Yeah, I know, footprints. Well, where are they this time?
Look. Here they are. Right here under this window.
Yep. There they are, all right. Large as life. And even larger. Take a look at these prints, Bert. You too, Bob. Ever see anything to beat them?
Oh, boy, what feet that fellow must have had.
Well, I'd like to set a trap for him and have his foot caught in it for a change.
Well, Chief, what happens now?
Well, what always happens on these robberies? We measure the print carefully and find that it's exactly 26 inches long and 6 inches wide.
Then we... Hey, when are you going to solve these robberies? Yeah. When are you going to make
them? Wait a minute, everybody. I'm doing my best. And I'll catch this crook if it's the last thing I do. But I can't do any more than I'm doing. Come on, I'll go inside and talk to the Wilsons.
We've got to find out if there was...
And that was the first I heard about the giant footprints. Well, the following week, my dad started painting Mr. Baker's rooms. And one night, while I was out in the yard, Dad turned the car into the yard.
Hiya, son.
Oh, hiya, Dad. You're late tonight.
Ah, I stayed to finish the living room.
Well, how'd it turn out?
Oh, all right, I guess. Baker doesn't seem to like it, though.
Well, why not?
Oh, I don't know. I guess he's just a tough man to please. Always grumbling about something. Oh, boy, I'm tired. I'm hungry, too. What's Mother got for supper?
Oh, steak and French fried potatoes and peas and, oh, apple pie.
Oh, boy, lead me to it.
Well, come on out. Get out of the car.
Okay. Wait till I get my coat. Throw it in the back seat here. Yeah. There it is.
Come on, you better hurry
okay,
up.
Okay, now.
Hey, look out. Hey, you're dropping everything out of the pockets. Here, I'll help you.
What's the matter? What's so funny?
Gee, look at this, Dad. Look at the funny outfit this fella has on the picture.
Yeah. Look at that coat.
Hey, look at those pants and those shoes. Hey, those shoes, Pop. Look at them. Look at those shoes.
Oh, what's all the excitement?
Those shoes in the picture. Look how big they are. Why, don't you see that? Why, they're the giant footprints.
Why, you can't be.
And look, Dad. Do you recognize that man?
Well, the face seems familiar.
Why, it's Baker. Baker... was Baker when he was a lot younger than he is now.
I think you're right, son. I think you're right.
Why, sure I'm right, Dad. And it's Baker, all right. And, hey, let's take this over to the chief right away. It wouldn't surprise
me. Come along.
Well, so we took the picture over to the chief, and he agreed that it looked like a clue. Well, anyway, he promised to check up on Baker, and, well, a couple of days later, the chief called Dad and I over to headquarters.
Well, son... it's my opinion that you've uncovered something.
Yeah?
What'd you find out about Baker?
Plenty. In the first place, he used to be an old vaudeville actor. You know, one of those fellows who do funny dances with big shoes and all that.
Oh, I see. Well, that's the reason for the funny costume, then.
That's right, son.
Well, what else did you find out, Chief?
And he's got a criminal record. He was convicted of robbery twice. It seems he used to do a little petty stealing from the other actors on the shows he was with. I guess that's why he gave up show business.
Well, what do you think, Chief? Do you think that, well, do you think that he's the one who's been committing the robberies?
I certainly do. Now, look here, Bob. How did he act when you returned the coat?
Okay. He was very nice about it.
Nothing was missing, was it?
No, not that I know of.
I see. He didn't seem to be suspicious.
No, he didn't.
Well, that's fine. Well, then he won't be on his guard.
Well, Chief, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to get him and put an end to these robberies. Thanks to you, Bert.
Oh, gee, Chief, I didn't do anything.
Oh, no? Well, let me tell you. You've done all the hard work. You've made my part of the job quite simple.
Well, how are you going to get him, Chief?
Well, I'll tell you. I've checked back on these robberies, and I find that they usually happen on Saturday nights. Well, tomorrow is Saturday, and Mr. Baker is going to be shadowed all day long. In fact, I'm going to be the one that's going to trail him. Now, you just go home with Dad, and when it's all over, I'll let you know everything that happened. I'll tell you the whole story, and...
And this is what happened the next night. The chief and Detective Burns watched Baker's house all day. And finally, about 12 o'clock, they saw him leave carrying a great big satchel. They followed him quite a ways. And...
take it easy, Burns. Don't get too close to him.
Okay, Chief. No, I was just thinking...
Hold it. He stopped it. He stepped into that vacant lot. Wait a minute. He's opening that satchel. Look. Look, what he's got. The shoes.
Boy, I'll bet.
Look, now he's slipping them right over his own. You see that?
Yeah, I see. He's our man, all right.
Sure he is. Look, there he goes. Come on.
Okay. He's probably figuring on robbing some house right here.
Yeah. We better be ready for anything. Are you all set?
Yeah, Chief. All set.
All right. Now hold it.
Okay.
Watch him now. He's looking around.
Hey, there he goes. Up on McCauley's porch.
Wait a minute. What's he got in his hand?
It looks like a jimmy. It is. Look. He's using it on the front window.
Come on. Let's get him.
Put him up, Baker. Put him up.
Won't get me, Copper. I'll show you.
He's trying to run. Shall I shoot?
No. Stop, Baker. Stop.
Come and get me. He fell. He fell down, Chief.
Yeah, sure he did. Come on now, Baker. Put him up. We've got you.
Okay, don't shoot. If it hadn't been for these shoes, I could outrun you.
Yeah? But they trip you up, Baker. Sure, they trip you up. Now, come on. Get on your feet. Now, maybe you'll be able to tell us how we're going to do all this.
And that's the story of the giant footprints. I guess it just goes to show that you can't beat the law for long. Well, so long, fellas.
Stand by. All junior G-men, stand by. Stand by for thrilling details concerning the next broadcast. Junior G-Men, calling all junior G-Men to proceed at once to points of duty. Calling junior G-Man Jack Dean to report to Director Donald Peterson at the next meeting on this station to give detailed report concerning...
The Black Leather Case.